exercise change.
What's the best way to actually get started after making that commitment that I'm going to do this? You know, those very first steps.
The very first steps is just walking through the door. But, okay.
How do you do that? Because sometimes that's hard.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
I believe, and this might sound a little bit corny, and you've probably heard this before, but I'll teach this to, you know, staff and young fighters and that may be coming up. You might get a young fighter come to training, and he might have, you know, some shabby gear and that on, and but that's maybe all he can afford at that time. Or, you know, the same thing might be for a person who's going to the gym, and a lot of people, more females, feel uncomfortable about their attire when they go to the gym. Oh, what shall I wear when I come in? And look, whatever you're comfortable in. But I always give the example of, look, I'm no great cricket player, and but I'll tell you what, if you get me in a game of backyard cricket with some pads on and gloves on, all of a sudden I'm starting to play these strokes that I don't even know how to do properly. And I suppose the theme there is, if you dress the part and look the part, you generally try to play the part.
Yeah, sure.
So, get some nice gym clothes, some shoes on, and you have a look in the mirror, and all of a sudden, you've made, you know, changes without actually stepping into the gym yet, and you'll feel more comfortable going in there.
Mm. And just by doing that, you've almost made that extra level of commitment.
Yep, and it's a, that's right, commitment, that's right. Yeah.